Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
I'm real excited about the series that we're going to hear this week, because one of the great truths in the Word of God is that there are laws that govern the spirit realm. There are laws of the spirit that we're called to understand and to know. In the same way that there's a law of gravity and other laws of the universe, there are also laws in the spirit realm. And the Bible reveals these. The Bible talks about these. The reason that we often are not as observant of these as we ought to be is that they're often so opposite of what we know in this world. And Derek has entitled this particular series, The Way Up is Down. And the reason he's titled it that way is that the laws of the Spirit, the laws of the kingdom of God, are so inverse, so opposite in many cases of what we know in this world that it's just shocking. For example, the way to be promoted is to humble yourself in the kingdom of God, whereas on this earth, the way to be promoted is to exalt yourself. That's exactly the opposite of what Jesus teaches us. And so there are many laws of the Spirit. Another law, for example, in the Spirit is that in order to prosper, you have to give. Whereas in this natural world, the desire to prosper is accompanied by a desire to acquire as much as possible. So we're going to learn now about these laws of the Spirit, these spiritual laws, in this wonderful series called The Way Up is Down. Grab your Bible, grab something to take notes with, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us.
I'm going to speak, God helping me, about a spiritual law. All of us here, I'm sure, are familiar with what are called natural laws or physical laws or scientific laws. To take a very simple and obvious example, we're familiar with the law of gravity. And none of us expects to operate in a way that's contrary to the law of gravity. No one here, I think, this evening would step out of a fourth floor window and expect to do anything but fall downwards. And there are, of course, other physical laws that we're familiar with. The laws that govern crops and harvest and the fruit that's gathered from the earth. And there's a science called agriculture which studies those laws in detail. But many people who are familiar with natural law have no vision or concept of spiritual law. But I believe that there are spiritual laws which are every bit as definite, as precise, as certain, and as impossible to break as natural laws. People talk about breaking God's laws, but that's really a mistake. You don't break the law of gravity. The law of gravity breaks you. And I believe the same is true with spiritual laws. People talk about breaking God's laws, but that's not the way it really is. And so I'm going to be unfolding to you tonight a spiritual law which I believe operates throughout the entire universe. I believe it operated before the universe was created. And I believe it will go on operating after time is no more. I believe it's a law that affects every one of us here tonight. It has a definite bearing on the course of our lives. In fact, to a large extent, it will determine whether we're successful or whether we fail. The spiritual law that I'm going to speak about is stated three times in the New Testament. Each time it comes from the lips of Jesus himself. The first time, and the only time we'll actually look at, is in Matthew 23, verse 12. Matthew 23, 12. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. You'll see that that is an entirely universal law. Anybody, anywhere, at any time, who exalts himself will be humbled. And equally universal, anyone who humbles himself will be exalted. As I said, there are two other passages in the New Testament where that law is stated, but we don't need to turn to them tonight. There are a number of other passages in Scripture which say the same thing with different words. Just look for a moment at two passages in Proverbs. Proverbs 16:18. which says, and this is probably one of the most familiar verses in Scripture, a lot of people who don't know any other verses of Scripture know this: pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. As a matter of fact, most people say that pride goes before a fall. Well, that's true in principle, but it's not exactly what the Scripture says. In fact, it says something much worse. It says pride goes before destruction. And then in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, in the 12th verse, before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. So before a downfall, there is pride, and before honor, there's humility. I believe that's universal. I don't believe there ever was a downfall in the experience of a living creature that was not caused by pride, ultimately. Now, I'm going to take the first and probably the greatest example of this principle, which is found in a created being, but not a human being. And I'm going to look with you tonight at a picture of what happened to this created being. Let me just make a few statements which are perhaps surprising to some of you. First of all, the first sin in the universe was what? Pride, that's right. It wasn't drunkenness, it wasn't immorality, it wasn't murder, it was pride. And yet, many people who would be horrified by something like drunkenness or murder or immorality tolerate pride and scarcely see it as a sin. This sin of pride led to rebellion. And here we have a principle: the inner always precedes and produces the outer. So the inner condition was pride, which was expressed in the outer action of rebellion. This sin took place not on earth, but in heaven. It was committed not by a human being, but by an angel. And the cause of the pride was beauty and wisdom that had been imparted by the Creator. And yet, these things given by the Creator produced ultimately rebellion against the very Creator who produced them.
You know, if we really get the revelation of what Derek has been talking about, we will actually look for opportunities to humble ourselves. I mean, if we really believe that pride is our problem, and that humility comes before exaltation, that when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He will lift us up, I'll tell you that we will begin to look for chances to humble ourselves, make ourselves small in our own eyes, and even abase ourselves before the people. It's opposite of what the world does, but it's the kingdom of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life, as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, "What's in it for me?" this DVD's message explores the power behind the question, "How may I serve God?" It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So thankful that you're with me today, and so thankful that you're going to have an opportunity to hear Derek straighten out one of the great doctrinal issues in the history of the church. Who is Satan? Who is Lucifer? And why did he fall from heaven? And what does that have to do with us? Listen as Derek teaches this so beautifully.
Now, many of you, I'm sure, are aware that I have in mind primarily a passage in the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 28. This is one of those Old Testament prophetic scriptures that reveal not merely the future, but also the past. Sometimes I think we forget that prophetic insight and ministry not merely is related to the future, things we cannot know because they have not yet happened, but it also reveals the past, things we did not know because we were not there and we have no means of knowing except by prophetic revelation. In this 28th chapter of Ezekiel, verses 1 through 19, the prophet speaks of two different persons. Each is related to the city of Tyre. But the first person is called, in the version I'm using, the New International Version, the ruler of Tyre. In the King James Version it says the prince of Tyre. The second person is called the king of Tyre. The first person was a human being. The second person very definitely was not a human being. Just to see the identity of the first person, we look at Ezekiel 28, verse 2 and following. Son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your heart you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the seas. But you are a man and not a god, although you think you are as wise as God. And verse 9, will you then say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you? You will be but a man, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. So here is a person who is a man, but lays claim to being God. That's the ruler or the prince of Tyre. Now we'll look at the king of Tyre. The king of Tyre is not a human being. We read from verse 11, about five or six verses. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, take up a lament concerning the king of Tyre and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, ruby, topaz, and emerald, chrysolite, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created, till wickedness was found in you. Through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the Mount of God, and I expelled you, O guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. That's really a very clear and vivid description, and I'm sure that it became clear to you that it's no human being that is referred to there. Let me just point out certain features. In verse 12, it says that this creature excelled in wisdom and in beauty. In verse 13, we're told that this creature had been in Eden, the garden of God. That takes us right back to Genesis. Verse 14, we're told that this creature was anointed as a guardian cherub. King James Version says a covering cherub. And that takes our minds to the picture of the ark in the tabernacle, which had a cherub at either end of the seat, its wings stretching out over the place of God's presence. It says also you were on the holy mount of God. Verse 15, it says, you were blameless in your ways from the day you were created. So it is a created being we're talking about, but not a man, a cherub. Then verse 16, it says, through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence and you sinned. I'll go back to that word in a moment. It's a key word. And verse 17, again, the root problem is diagnosed. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth, and so on. Two things. First of all, let's get a picture. Now, I have to say, this is my imagination. It's speculation. It isn't stated plainly in Scripture. I do think there's a great many different things that confirm what I'm saying. But I see a condition in heaven before sin had ever happened, with myriads of glorious created angels. And one of the chief angels was the one who was known in Hebrew as Ayelet HaShachar. I wonder how many of you that have been to Israel remember a kibbutz with that name. And it's usually translated in English for the kibbutz, the hind of the dawn. But in the Bible it's translated the morning star. And in the King James Version it's translated Lucifer, which means the light bringer. And that is, of course, the morning star, the one who introduces the dawn. The Hebrew phrase, Ayelet HaShachar, means the hind or the deer that brings the dawn. It speaks of something swift and beautiful and delicate and graceful. So amongst the created angels, there was this one who was what I believe we would call an archangel or a ruling angel. The Bible reveals three archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer.
It's astonishing, isn't it? The act that began the whole kingdom of darkness was an act of pride, an act of envy, an act of a spiritual being vaunting himself and lusting after power and authority that was not his to have. Let's live in the opposite spirit. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, "What's in it for me?" this DVD's message explores the power behind the question, "How may I serve God?" It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us today. Joining me in the studio is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, who always comes with great insight and great ability to help us apply the truths of God's Word. Dick, it's always wonderful to have you.
Thanks, Stephen. It must just be your inspiration, you know, sitting here in the studio with you. It just brings it out of me.
And so it begins. Hey, how are you experiencing this great beginning to this teaching series? I'll tell you what, the whole idea that we live in an invisible kingdom that has inverse laws to the laws that we know in the visible world is thrilling to me. And Derek's really breaking this stuff out for us.
Yeah, he's amazing. You know, I hate to sound too much like part of the Derek Prince fan club, but I am, and rightfully so, because Derek just had such insight into just basic scriptural truths. And one of the things he said, for example, you know, this whole thing of pride, and he's dealing with the issue of pride, and it's probably one of the most often misquoted scriptures, but people commonly say pride goes before a fall. Well, that's only part of the story. You know, actually, as Derek points out, it's pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And really, you know, it intensifies it. If you're caught in pride, you're not only just heading for a fall, you are on the pathway to your life being destroyed. And so it's just so vital that Derek's covering these things. But so often we saw him, he'd tackle a topic that was just seemingly so basic, but so important, and he would focus on it and bring life out of it.
Well, you know, I think that comes from a life of studying and meditating in the Word. You know, one of the things I want to emphasize, and it's maybe not directly relevant to the topic that Derek's teaching on today, is that there's a process that Derek engaged that most of the great saints, great leaders in church history have engaged that I don't see very often today. Most Christians today do kind of a light devotional reading of Scripture. They have their Through the Bible in a Year plan, or they have some kind of a guide to reading the Scriptures, but they don't really take the Word and meditate on it and research the history, the language, the background, and really squeeze all the meaning out of it. This was Derek's habit, and it was his habit of decades. And so the depth that he brings to us is born not just of reading it once and asking for lightning to strike, but of really living and dwelling in the Word in the way that the Bible tells us to. And I'll tell you what, it produced astonishing results.
Yeah, he was really unique. I've told this before, I think, but one of my first encounters with Derek, I was doing some editing and some research on a book that he was doing on covenant. And I went down to his home in Fort Lauderdale, walked in, and he was in the kitchen. He said, "I'll be right with you, just have a seat." Sat down next to his desk and looked over on his desk, and there was a Greek New Testament. And I thought, well, you know, I'll read it. You know, I'll find the interlinear here, and, you know, the English and the Greek together. Well, there was no English. Yeah. He was reading the New Testament in the original Greek. And this, you know, again, not to sound like a Derek Prince groupie, but he was so unique in that. You know, when he speaks, and he's always teaching where he'll bring in the original Hebrew and what it means, and it's, you know, he often makes the joke that you really can't say the Hebrew like ruach and vaipach and things that he said, unless you're either Scottish or German. Well, I happen to be Scottish, so I can say it, you know. It's in my heritage. But just this tremendous, unique insight into the Word that came from his knowledge of Greek and Hebrew, but he doesn't do it in a very snobbish kind of a way. He does it in a way that brings it right down to where we live and where we breathe and where we're living on a day-to-day basis.
You know, in my life, having had such experience in universities and academics and research and among scholars, I'm not as impressed with knowledge as I am with character. And what I love about Derek is that he certainly had knowledge. Lord knows, he was basically a professor at Cambridge. But he had character, and he constantly did the things he's teaching in this series. He did humble himself time and time again. Humbled himself in the sense that he was a member of the privileged level of English society, and yet he laid all that aside to serve the Lord. Humbled himself in the sense that he ran a storefront church in London after World War II, when his friends had to be looking at him and saying, "You could be more. You could do more with your life." He married a woman much older than he was, and adopted 8 daughters initially, 9 ultimately. And again, this all cost him. This all required sacrifice, and yet it was the will of God for his life. So, I want to certainly drink from his stream of knowledge, but I want to drink from his stream of character even more. Dick, it's so great having you with us.
Thanks, Stephen. Great to be with you always.
Listen, we want to make sure that you get this teaching just as much into your soul as you can. So log on to the website at derekprince.org. And let me say, too, that we really want to partner with you to change the world. And there are ways that you can help and serve with us in getting this great legacy of teaching, this great archive into the nations of the world. And so log on to the website and see what that's all about. That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to request your copy of Derek's DVD, Being a Servant, available for just $9.95. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the key to joy, influence, and blessing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your DVD copy of Being a Servant securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.